Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to be grateful for the chance to learn while living. Our guest today is Zen Honeycutt, and she's author of Unstoppable, and I'll be giving lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, mind, and spirit questions later on the show. But today we are talking with Zen Honeycutt. She's author of Unstoppable, and we'll be talking about the toxins in kids' foods. Now, Zen is the founder and executive director of Moms Across America, whom we love because they are fighting to keep our kids safe. So I just want to say I so appreciate you, and welcome, Zen.
Thank you so much, Linda, and thank you to all your listeners. It's truly a pleasure to be with you today. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit about what is Moms Across America, and why did you start it?
Oh, good question. Well, Moms Across America is a 12-year-old nonprofit, and we are a national coalition of unstoppable moms, as I call it. And our mission is to educate and empower mothers and others with actions and solutions to create healthy communities. And we have a network of thousands of volunteers and have reached millions, probably even hundreds of millions of mothers and other people across the United States and around the world with campaigns such as testing and joining into 4th of July parades to raise awareness about GMOs and speaking in front of shareholders meetings, getting Costco to stop selling Roundup. We have really been going after mostly the toxins in our food supply to be, have healthier communities.
You know, it's kind of sad that people don't understand that, you know, kids are just little people. And so what affects an adult will affect them faster, greater, and worse than it does an adult. And we always kind of take a look when we're looking at GMOs and at toxins and fast food and all that crappy crap stuff. You know, we always take a look at the adult, how it approaches the adult, but we never really take a look at kids. And that's why I'm really glad that you really did a great study. How many children eat fast food each day?
There are 30 million GMO and glyphosate, related meals served to our children every day in America. And there's 85 million Americans, including children, that eat fast food every day.
Oof.
And, we tested school lunches last year for all kinds of toxins, which we'll get into. And then this year we tested fast food because we found out not only are 85 million Americans eating it, and it impacts a huge portion of our population, but also because fast food companies are the suppliers to schools for those school lunches. So that pizza your kid is eating, the tacos, they could be coming from, Del Taco and Domino's Pizza and Pizza Hut, places like that. It is fast food that your kids are eating at school.
Well, I actually started HealthyLife.net Radio, and we're an only natural health only radio. We don't allow, Big Pharma or Big Agro or any of that junk on this, and no fast food. That's why we're not making millions of dollars, because they pay everybody off, So, but that's okay. But we reach about 3.2 million listeners a month, and we are very strong in trying to promote healthy living. And before this, I was an engineer, and I also owned a vitamin company where we manufactured vitamins for kids and adults and even pets, So I'm very familiar, and I'm almost 75, so I've been around and doing natural health since the 50s, so early 50s. So I'm pretty much with you every inch of the way. And so Tell me, I know back in the day we didn't want to, I didn't want to feed my daughter, who's 54 now, you know, I didn't want to feed her McDonald's or anything because she would get hyper. And I, when I did some research back then in the day, they were making, potatoes, the French fries, which were so addictive, from sludge, and that the actual shakes at that point were as liquid plastic. And then they changed that, but that was when they first started. So what are there any side effects that kids from eating fast food today get?
Yes, there are. And I am not a doctor. However, I can't predict exactly what the side effects would be, but what teachers and school nurses and what the data sheets for these chemicals that we tested for state, for example, are depression and aggression, combativeness. And there's plenty of science to back up showing that other members of the population, such as high school students and prisoners and parolees and criminal, serial killers and criminals, studied by an author, Barbara Reed Stitt. She's a Lifetime Achievement Award winner who wrote a book called Food and Behavior, A Natural Connection. And she showed that when whole foods were brought into prisons or schools, the recidivism rate switched from 70% going out to coming back to 70% going out and staying out amongst the prisoners. And in a high school of 5,000, instead of 500 students dropping out every year, when they had whole healthy foods instead of this processed, you know, fast foods and sugary junk foods, only 14 dropped out, went from 500 down to 14 dropping out, and a significantly higher number of them went on to go to college. There's also been studies to show that within 2 weeks, there was a significant drop, 50 to 70% drop in aggressive behavior recorded in the prisons when those prisoners were getting proper vitamin and mineral supplementation. We've had numerous people report that their children's behavioral issues have gotten better when they switch to organic and eat whole foods. And there's scientific studies such as a study out of Germany showing that a hamster population had a very disturbing behavior. They were declining. The population was declining. And the scientists found that those hamsters, the mother hamsters, were cannibalistic. They were eating their young on the first day of life.
Wow.
And when they tested the mother cannibalistic hamsters, they found that they were completely devoid of vitamin B3, B as in boy. And when they administered vitamin B3, just one vitamin, that cannibalistic violent behavior stopped. So there are many studies showing a correlation between vitamin and mineral deficiency, also toxic chemicals that are neurotoxins in the food supply, contributing to depression and aggression, in addition to cancer, gut issues, irritability, rashes, headaches, inability to focus, all kinds of health issues that affect our children in their ability to learn and their ability to have good relationships. And that's what, and fulfill their potential in life.
Right. And it also help, it also creates obesity. It is one of the top creating of obesity for these kids. And so, you know, it's between the plastics that now is in everything, the glyphosate, which is the pesticides on everything, and the GMO foods, which have the pesticides in every cell of the plant. You know, unless you're eating organic, it's really tough. And even eating organic, some of these seeds, I remember I had written a movie for kids, and I was looking for sponsors for the movie, and there was a huge soybean farmer, and this was back in year 2000, and he owned half of the soybeans, you know, farms in Midwest, and I was meeting with him, and he loved the idea of teaching kids how to transcend fear and what stops positive thought. And he wanted to do the movie and contribute to the movie. And this was back when GMOs were first starting. And he said, well, he goes, I'm really into this GMO stuff for my soybeans. And I said, I won't take your money. I'll walk away because, you know, and look at what has happened. It just started, and now the crops, the things blow over the crops, and then Big Agra wants to keep the seeds, and I knew farmers down in Louisiana, they couldn't even, if they didn't use the seeds that were given by Big Agra and Monsanto, they would not buy their crops. And so they were forcing them. This is a big thing that, you know, if I'm so happy that if you're pushing for the kids, excuse me, then at least maybe somebody will stand up and pay attention, because it's not just, it's affecting everyone and everything on this planet.
Yeah, I have people who say to us, well, I don't eat fast food, so I don't really care about this. We had far fewer people sign the petition than we had hoped. And it's because a lot of our supporters don't eat fast food. And I said, well, hang on a second, though. What about your babysitter having come from, you know, Jack in the Box or Sonic or somewhere like that? Do you want them to be jacked up on butanediol, which is a central nervous system depressant that causes aggression? Do you want your school teachers, your the policeman or the person in the car driving next to you having a mineral deficiency so low that causes aggression in them? This is a community issue, and we need to take action to support our communities to be healthy by saying no to these toxic chemicals, by communicating with the companies and with our USDA, EPA, FDA, all of them, that this is unacceptable to have poison in our food supply. You mentioned GMOs. I want to be clear to your listeners that 80% of GMOs are engineered to withstand glyphosate. Glyphosate is the declared active chemical ingredient in Roundup. There's many ingredients that are harmful, including heavy metals. And we found glyphosate in 100% of these fast food samples, over 93% of school lunch samples. We found heavy metals in 100% of the fast food samples and 100% of the school lunch samples, some levels as high as 6,923 times higher than what the EPA allows in drinking water.
Wow.
And our kids are eating this on a daily basis if you're allowing them to have school lunches. And, a large portion of Americans are eating this on a daily basis, including the people driving the cars next to you.
Well,
and we're very concerned. There are also very low levels of minerals. And as we said, levels of vitamin B3, as I mentioned earlier in that B3 study, so low that you would have to eat 333 Chick-fil-A sandwiches as a woman to get your recommended daily intake of vitamin B3, and 380 as a man. And as I said earlier, the vitamin Bs are essential for prefrontal cortex decision-making, and that is what was noticed in the prisoners and the parolees and the serial killers that bragged that they lived on junk food, was that they had low vitamin B levels.
Right.
And so, that's what needs to happen in America, is we need to have nutrient-dense, safe food, and we need to have proper supplementation of vitamin Bs in order to support people's mental health.
Well, I noticed, I had been pretty much, inside for a couple of years and with that stupid COVID thing. And then but before that I was running the network and I didn't get very much out. And I just recently did a couple of books and I've been out on tour. And it's very interesting that when you go through these towns, if you're on a highway, there are nothing but fast food restaurants in these towns. And it's almost impossible to find a place to eat. And I live in California, and at least there's one or two options, but not many. And in sometimes none, but across the Midwest, because I started asking people, I said, do you have like a little local restaurant where mom and pop come in? But no, these are all big franchises. They're all big things. And it's just kind of just, there's no place for them to eat. So it's very interesting. However, I've been with this organic movement, I've been interviewing people since 1996 about this stuff. And I do feel that there's a lot more people that, we've gotten them just in the vitamin business. We had to get out of the vitamin business because the big pharma came in and bought up all the vitamin companies. And then they changed the vitamins from, real ingredients to synthetic ingredients, which doesn't do the same thing. And there was no way to fight the big money. And so it's just interesting, though, that, we kept pushing and pushing and pushing that people should go organic, to the point where these big guys before the pandemic, when people were financially healthy, a little bit better than they are now because the pandemic, they threw us all under a bus. And what happened?
There's a lot of people that are fighting every day, like Alliance for Natural Health, to preserve the integrity of the supplements. I just went to an Organic and Natural Health Alliance conference where people are working very hard to do that. So I agree that there's a lot of issues with the supplements. There's a lot of issues with the FDA. We went to the FDA and we told them that there's a veterinary drug and hormone found in fast food, one in particular was found narcobazine. It's an anti-parasite that treats a chicken parasite, but it's also an aviary contraceptive, and that was found in a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Wow.
And then when we look back, on our school lunch testing, we realized that same veterinary drug, that same aviary contraceptive, was found in 4 school lunches. So our children are eating this on a daily basis, and when we asked the FDA what they're going to do about it, they were like, oh, well, you should talk to the, you know, the veterinary. We'll have the veterinary, you know, department get back to you. We never heard from them. And they also said, you really need to go to the EPA because they're the ones that set the limits. We just enforce. First of all, the EPA limits for what's allowed in the food supply are ridiculous, like 30,000 parts per billion of glyphosate, and we know only 1 part per billion. Well, 0.1 parts per billion in some cases.
Right, and they do that for everything. They do it for fluoride. They do it for almost everything.
Very high levels
of Dicamba and all these other things. And you know, there's it's very interesting that mostly in Europe, we're not doing that. They have greater laws to protect their people than the United States EPA and FDA.
Yeah, they only allow 1,200 endocrine disruptors. I mean, we allow 1,200 endocrine disruptors in our food supply. Europe only allows 3.
Right.
There's numerous types of pesticides and food dyes and chemicals that Europe does not allow that we allow here. And this is because of the corrupt political system.
That's
corporations
correct.
Here are allowed to donate to political candidates. So I want to urge all your listeners, get to know your political candidate and who they get funding from. Because no matter what party they're from, if they get funding from big ag, big pharma, big oil, or big tech, they are not your candidate. They are working for them, not for you. We really need to stand up as a nation, as a population. There are more of us than them, and really, we need to say we will only vote for somebody who's not going to sell out to big corporations. And there are many political candidates that have. In fact, one of them that's running now received a $2 million donation from it was either Dow or DuPont, and the chemical chlorpyrifos that was supposed to be banned was reversed.
Right.
He did not ban chlorpyrifos during his term. And so you really need to look into these candidates and what they are, who they're receiving funding from.
And the other thing to do is to, you know, we have power with our spending our money. This is all about money. So if we hold back and just buy what we need to do or work around the situation, if your children are going to school and it's not that we don't want to continue to work to stop that, but we want to protect the kids in the meantime. You know, make your own school lunches or have that happen because, you know, but we still have to push to make sure that the corrupt, and it is corrupt. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And the games that they're playing is just ridiculous. And the corporate powers are the ones that's running everything, and it has to stop.
But we run things, Linda. I want to be sure the your listeners are empowered. We run things in our house.
Right.
We're the ones that purchase food. We're the ones that can spend the $10 a week. It can be less than $2 a day to send your child to school with an organic lunch. We're the ones that can make those choices to not buy the soda and the candy bars and the chips and buy organic bread and organic, you know, almond butter and jam or organic chicken instead and send them to organic rice and beans and send them to school with organic lunches. We can also get involved in programs like schoolofLunch.com that train food directors to find and source locally grown organic food and bring that into the schools. We can get involved in our communities and educate people. There's a 13-year-old in California that asked me to speak at his school because he wants to, you know, get the parents and the students involved in having healthier food at the school. I mean, if a 13-year-old can do that, anybody can.
Right. It's just that
there are things we can do.
Yeah, it's just that they come in and they subsidize the schools and they tell the schools, well, you have to buy this or you have to do this or you have to do that.
Well, actually, I spoke to them about that. Only 15% of the school is required to purchase is from the FDA. From the USDA program. So the other 85% is what the food director has a choice on where that food comes from. They usually get it from the fairs with that supply, you know, Cargill and fast food companies and things like that. But because of COVID and supply chain shutdown, a lot of schools got more resourceful and they actually started sourcing from local suppliers. And so that more and more of that is happening. And the government, this administration, is currently funding more and more farm-to-school lunch capabilities. So that is happening. You just have to get involved and make sure that it's happening. Don't be resigned about it and say that you know, nobody can do anything about it. If you want it done in your school system, you can make a difference.
That's for sure. I think we're going to be close to a break. When we come back, I'd sure like to talk a little bit about where fast food chains get their beef and why that's not healthy, and get more into the results of your testing, because I think what you're doing is just wonderful. Where can people, what's your website for people to find out more about you? So we'll do that a couple of times.
Sure, momsacrossamerica.org or .com. Moms Across America, no apostrophe.
Okay. MOMS. Great. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back and talk more with Zen Honeycutt. And we're going to talk a little bit about her book, Unstoppable, and more on toxins in kids' foods. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the best sellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Okay, so you see a product you like on your favorite TV show, and you're going to write the number down. But if you're like me, you run around trying to find that pen and piece of paper, which magically disappears every time you need them. Then when you get back to the TV, they're already on to something else. Well, now there's a solution. Seen on TV products have combined all the best TV offers online and in one place. It's one-stop shopping. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Seen on TV products. Then, who cares if that pesky pen or paper does a disappearing act?
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and today we have with us Zen Honeycutt. She's author of Unstoppable, and she's the founder and executive director of Moms Across America, and we're talking about toxins in kids' foods. Welcome back, Zen.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks to your listeners, too.
Yeah. Now, where do fast food chains get their beef, and why is this not healthy?
Well, the fast food chains get their beef and their chicken, by the way, and pork from confined animal feeding operations, and that's where they have thousands of animals in very tight quarters. They tend to get diseases very quickly because it's not sanitary conditions, and they feed them food that is laced with, for instance, chicken grain has such high levels of arsenic on it that the transporters, the truck drivers, according to one of our Moms Across America supporters, have to get a hazmat license to transport that chicken feed because the arsenic levels are so high. And the reason why they put arsenic on the chicken feed is because it causes chicken stomachs to bloat, and so they eat more food, and they get fatter faster. And the beef, you know, is all, they're all fed GMO grains, sprayed with glyphosate, same as the pigs, and that glyphosate does not wash, dry, or cook off. It gets into their tendons and their bones and their meat. And glyphosate is a carcinogen, an endocrine disruptor. It causes nervous system damage, neurological brain damage. It causes kidney and liver damage. And it also has been shown to weaken sperm count, or destroy, actually, sperm count, mobility, function, and form, and cause female baby girls, when their mothers are exposed to glyphosate through the food or through farming activities, to be androgenized. The anal genital distance on the baby girls gets longer, and that is a masculine trait. So we are extremely concerned about the daily consumption of glyphosate through our food supply, whether it be fast food or school lunches or conventional grocery store food that is not organic, contaminating the human population and contributing to the decline not only of our physical health and our mental health, but also our reproductive health. Which, you know, does not bode well for the future of the human race.
No, it doesn't, and it's just, you know, we've been talking about this for almost. I've been talking about it since 1998, 99, when they first started doing all of this stuff, and we're making some progress, but we still have to fight more because. Again, we're changing things because more people are doing organic. We had a little slip back, you know, back in because of the COVID. But, you know, we have to go back to that and eat less rather than more. And instead of doing big chains, go to your local, people that are in your community and buy from them because you're feeding their families, not just, you know, Walmart's, you know, another, you know, Ferrari, you know, I mean, you know, but the other thing is that some of the foods that I know that they were doing for a while there were they were feeding cows, protein sources made from cows so that they were almost doing cannibalism. And that in essence was the start of mad cow disease way, way back. And so they don't really care except for the profit. And so we have to make sure that we get grass-fed cows. And I think that they're doing some new certification on that. You know, I read that they're doing some new certification on that. And to, I know that if I happen to be out or a restaurant, I don't sometimes know the source. And if I have beef, I will get shin splints within 20 minutes after I've eaten it if there's antibiotics in it or something in there that I shouldn't be having. And so it's very interesting.
Can I say a word about that, about
sure.
the shin splints?
Sure.
So I don't know that this is to be true or not, but or to be connected, but what we found in 40 to 60% of the top fast food brands tested was there were two antibiotics called monacin and naricin, and they have been known to be so toxic to horses and dogs that they cause their hind legs to go paralyzed. So this antibiotic causes the paralysis of the animal's legs. And I see so many Americans today with their legs bloated and purple. They can't walk on them. They have to be on those little scooters. You know, I just have to wonder, are they eating fast food every day? Is there a connection between that particular antibiotic and the harm that's happening to their legs? If it's happening in dogs and horses, would it happen in humans? You know, what's happening to our girls that are eating a aviary contraceptive at school lunches? You know, if you think about it, a mother that is pregnant with a daughter, a baby girl in her womb, she's actually also pregnant with her grandchildren.
Right.
Because females are born with all the eggs that they will ever have. They have a finite number of eggs. They don't produce more of them. So if that baby girl, if you're, you know, as a mother, you're being exposed to an aviary contraceptive, are you affecting the eggs that will be your grandchildren? We don't know. We think these are the studies that the NIH, the National Institute of Health, should be doing, and that the EPA and the FDA and the USDA should be requiring before these types of chemicals are allowed in the food. It is absolutely criminal to have our children being exposed to these types of chemicals.
Absolutely. And not only that, but what is even more important is that we should not do two things. One, we should not let the their own industry, like do the testing and not have independent testing. Because when these big agri companies are testing their stuff, they're throwing it out. My first husband was a biochemist at Merck Sharp and Dohme back in the 70s. And he left because they were falsifying and throwing out clinical trials that did not relate to the bottom line, even the adverse effects. And he couldn't handle that. He went to work for Calcan, the dog food company. He said it was better than working for Merck. And so you have to, so, and this has been going on and on and on. So we need to get independent testing, not let the hen, the fox guard the hen house, because that's what this is doing. They, you know, they're making these things up to do what they want to do. So that's
And not just independent testing. We need independent long-term animal studies with blood analysis.
Right.
Because if you don't do that, if they're just do these short-term studies, not like on toxicity, which means that over 50% of the animals tested on, say they're oysters or something like that, they have to die within 96 hours. Now, one of the studies that the EPA gave me when I went to them and asked them about what studies that do they have to show that glyphosate is safe, they sent me, I did a Freedom of Information Act, and they sent me an oyster study showing that on the fourth day, the oysters that were tested, they were alive, but they were closed and not feeding. That's like being in a coma. And what happened on the fifth day? And so that's what they're using to prove that glyphosate is safe, are studies that, you know, studies that also showed that shrimp, you know, which are the size of a fetus, died at very low levels, levels that can be found in our food supply, levels that mothers can consume and would end up, you know, being in cold salt water, just like the shrimp, like a fetus, right, and exposing that fetus to glyphosate. So, you know, the science that they're using is literally cooked up to be on the side of the pharmaceutical and the chemical companies, and which are sister companies, by the way. So they profit off of making the chemicals that make us sick, and then they profit off of giving us the drugs that are supposed to make us better.
Right.
So I think with
they
all
have
of your years of experience that you are very fed up with this system.
Oh, it is.
And that's why Moms Across America is doing this independent studies, you know, with the labs. We're getting this news out to the public, and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people are learning the truth about what's in the food supply, and we hope they make better choices and that they are persistent and pressure the government and manufacturers to make better choices as well.
The other thing that they have to do is to stop fast-tracking things with because they want it done, you know, especially with drugs and things like that. They're giving them 90 days. You know, when my husband was doing the testing of antibiotics and things like that at Merck back in the day, they would not release an antibiotic at least for 10 to 15 years after testing. And now it's in sometimes 60 days, and we're the test. We've got to go to break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what some of the other results of your testing is. And then I want to get into your book, because I think everybody should have a copy of that too. So we'll be right back with Zen Honeycutt, and stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Side Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal including gluten-free scrumptious desserts, all made with love and organic ingredients, all for $25. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip, side chick, soiree table, visit LennaMackenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMackenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Zen Honeycutt. Now, I do want to tell you that one of the things that concerns me most right now, Zen, is that they are changing the all the internet, Google and Amazon, they're all trying to get into health, and so therefore there's more money being thrown at that, and now you cannot find any natural health information. So if you were to do glyphosate, the first four or five pages would come up in search engines about how it's okay. And so we have to be very, very, very careful about that. And as a matter of fact, HealthyLife.net is one of the only 24/7 live radio networks that actually only does natural health. And we also want to make sure on our site we have, and which I'll add Moms Across America on that site, but we have on our links page all of the sites where people can get natural health information. And it has everything in there, you know, that you can take a look, Children's Health Defense, everything, so that you can get quality information. Because if you go to the internet now, and I've looked, you know, because, you know, I do all the health news here for our HRN News at 7. And so I've looked, and it's sometimes find 8 pages down to get anything about how natural health and organic foods and all of these things are real, unless you're doing a specific search, and even then you're not finding out any of this information. So when I have someone on like Zen Honeycutt, who's telling you truth about testing and foods and your kids, you need to listen. And then what we have to do is go back to the old way of doing it and tell your neighbors, tell your friends, make this a domino effect. Because if you're going to try and look at this, especially with AI, which I, by the way, I was an engineer for the airlines. I was the first datacom engineer in the airlines in the world. And I was involved in the beginning with the generals and Air Force people in doing AI back in the 80s. So I'm telling you, you have to be very, very careful now and listen to Zen and follow their websites and stop just looking at the search engines if you want real information, because that's how they're trying to fight getting this stuff out. And so Zen is very important to us, and she's important to you. So make sure you go to momsacrossamerica.org or momsacrossamerica.com and participate, because unless we do this, we're going to lose it, and we're not going to do that this time. Anyway, sorry,
yes,
Zen.
And you can find that data. Thank you very much, Linda. I so appreciate that, all your years of research. And you can go to momsacrossamerica.org or .com and find on our data page all the studies that you could want about glyphosate, about GMOs, about pesticides in the food supply. These are peer-reviewed, independent studies. Some of them are just papers, but they are, you know, from scientists that are highly credible. And that information is backed up in all of our blogs. We have over 400 articles and blogs on our website. We have multiple campaigns, and we have met with the EPA 4 times, and we've met with the USDA, the FDA, and the USDA, the FDA, and the EPA, and there was one other. anyway, we have met with the regulatory, oh, in the congressional briefing.
Right. You did that.
As well, yes. So please do seek out that information and, as you said, share it with your friends and family and just talk to them about it. And in my book, Unstoppable, as you wanted me to mention earlier, it's called the tagline is Transforming Sickness and Struggle into Triumph, Empowerment, and a Celebration of Community. And in that, I talk about how to talk to your friends and family about GMOs, you know, the different ways that you can approach it and how you can do it lovingly and not in a weird, pushy way. And it's really a very encouraging book filled with facts and science that that you can use to support your friends and family to be healthy as well.
You know, I believe that once you hear truth, you cannot deny it. It will nag you until you accept it. And so
yeah, you can't unlearn it.
Right. And you can't unhear it. So eventually it has to work for you. And so, you know, the thing is especially now because of all this AI and this web stuff, is to get that truth out. So we have to meet with people, get out of your skin and in that little COVID happy place in your house and go out again, mingle with people because that's where you're going to get real information these days and take part. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, an activist and you're being mean and whatever. It's protecting your kids and protecting your health. This isn't, it's not over aggressive activism. It's to protect ourselves. Anyway, Zen, I want to say thank you so much for coming on. And again, tell us where people can get your book and more a little, you know, about more where people can reach you.
Sure. MomsAcrossAmerica.org and MomsAcrossAmerica.com. And my book is available on Amazon. It's called Unstoppable, Transforming Sickness and Struggle into Triumph, Empowerment, and a Celebration of Community. And there are contributions from doctors, scientists, farmers, lawyers, reporters, all kinds of people. So it's really a community effort. And I want to add in that, you know, what we're talking about is not just to protect you and your family. It is to create healthy communities. And we do not live in a bubble, as you said. We may feel like we can. We can get DoorDash and get pizza delivered. But going out into the world is what it's all about. You are not going to, on your deathbed, lay there and be like, gee, I wish I had watched more Netflix. You're going to be like, I wish I had connected with my grandchildren more. I wish I had talked with my loved ones more. I wish we had gone out in nature and taken walks and enjoyed the wonders of nature and this world. And so that's what I urge you to do, is to get out and get involved, enjoy this wonderful, beautiful planet that we live on, think positively, eat organic food, as much as possible purchase organic. It really is worth it, and you will see a difference in your health in sometimes 3 days, sometimes a couple weeks. You will sleep better. You will feel better. You'll be a nicer person to be around. Your loved ones will appreciate it. You'll learn better. You'll do your jobs better. And it will make a huge difference in your life to eat organic. So I strongly urge you to do that and to support your children in making those choices as well. It will support them in living up to their fullest potential and contributing to not only their community, but our country and the world. And that's what we're all about, inviting people to take actions that will allow them to live to their fullest potential. We're so excited about that. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, thanks, Zen. We really appreciate you. We love you, and we wish you the best and many blessings to you. And everyone, visit MomsAcrossAmerica.org, MomsAcrossAmerica.com. Thanks, Zen.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide. by Linda McKenzie is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click. Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we're going to go to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today we're going to do one of my favorites, and it's hawthorn. Traditionally valued for astringency, hawthorn was used for diarrhea and heavy menstrual bleeding, and actually even in first aid to draw out splinters. Right, but over the past century, the plant's considerable tonic action on the heart has been identified. And today, it is one of the most popular cardiac herbs. Okay, the flowering tops of the herbs are widely used as a heart tonic. Their precise action is still being researched, but it seems that they improve the coronary circulation, reducing the risk of angina attacks, and helps to normalize blood pressure. Large doses given by injection have been used successfully for highly irregular heartbeat. Now, the berries, which I take as a tea, research suggests that the berries contain fewer cardiac influencing constituents than the flowers, although both are prescribed by Western herbalists. The berries can also be used for diarrhea. Now, the berries also in China, they use it, and it can stop abdominal bloating, indigestion, flatulence. It moves the blood, and it helps to relieve stagnation, especially after childbirth. And also, it is also a good food for the heart. So if you're having a regular heartbeat or whatever, I mean, you can check with your doctor, but also I usually, when that happens with me, because I'm getting older, I'll take one cup of herbal tea and the berries, which are not as strong as the flowering tops, and it stops. So, but make sure that you know what you're doing. There's no contra effects for this that I see with hawthorn berry, but there you have it, a little bit for heart. Let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you may be able to amplify your own energy to accomplish what you desire. Today, we're going to talk about diamonds. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Okay, and you know, I was very shocked because when I was in Amsterdam, there is a diamond museum because the Boers down in South Africa, you know, really have the rights to most of the diamonds, and so therefore they're from Amsterdam. And I went to the museum, and I was very shocked to see orange diamonds and brown diamonds and pink diamonds and yellow diamonds. There's even red diamonds, okay? So they're almost every color. So white, black, various shades, usually pale of pink and brown and blue. Now, this mineral is known as the king of the crystals, and it symbolizes the central sun of the solar system, a force which maintains itself as the perfect state, never requiring recharging. The ability of the diamond is to dissipate light into flashing prisms, which conveys the force to enhance the powers of other minerals, and it brings strength and endurance to the actions of the energy. So if you put a diamond near your other minerals and crystals, it will empower them. It was used during ancient times as a talisman against cowardice, and it was also, it rallies strength with age, and it maintains energy to stimulate unity and love of yourself and of others. Now, traditionally, the power of the diamond worked only when the diamond was freely given. In ancient times, it was given to ensure love and harmony and to dispel anger. It's a reminder of one's goals towards spiritual awareness, and also it's known as the stone of innocence, bringing forth purity, constancy, and the loving and open nature with which one came into the physical realm when you were born as a kid. It can instill aspects of trust to relationships and situations. It brings confidence and emotional and intellectual characteristics, and it also brings fidelity to interpersonal relationships. It's been used to remove voids from your aura and to fill the emptiness with a loving energy of purity. It inspires creativity, imagination, ingenuity, inventiveness, and brilliance in the world of the new. Okay, it can activate the crown chakra and can produce a connected force between the intellect and higher knowledge. It assists in removing the fog from one's mind so that you can recognize the obstructions to avoid on your path to enlightenment. The one nice thing is that diamond can inspire the forces of accumulation, helping you to manifest abundance in all areas of your life. And in healing, diamond has been used to counteract poisoning, to clarify and stimulate sight, and as a metabolic balancing agent for the whole body. And there you have it, a little bit about diamonds. You know, it's very interesting that these days, when we really do have to be very, very careful about where we're getting information from, because, you know, the disinformation that they're all saying is disinformation is actually truth. And I don't know what's happened to America, but it's not taking care of its people on a health aspect. Europe is doing so much better at that than we are, and I don't understand this. We do know that the money and the big agra and the drugs, we pay more for drugs than any other country. We pay more for food than any other country, and we get crappier food than other countries, except for England and us. I don't know, but they've, even a little Australia. New Zealand's a little bit better, but those three English-speaking things, you got to wonder what's really going on with that. You know, are they trying to, you know, make us weaker? Because, you know, if they keep us always in fear here, which they seem to be doing these days, and they keep us unhealthy, we're easier to take over. So, you know, Americans are kind of feisty, right? We are all feisty. So we don't like being told what to do. So make sure that you are not just taking the obvious and start to develop some critical thinking rather than just allowing yourself to just believe what you're reading. And stay away from traditional news, because it's all owned by just a few people and they all have a back road agenda. As far as politics, you can do as much as you can. Whenever I'm seeing that that they're against this testing or glyphosate or whatever, I sign petitions and I send them through. And then I try and put them out for everybody to sign them. So when you see something like that and you believe in that cause, then you do it. But for yourself, try and do this regenerative farming. They're doing a lot of things. Science, you cannot be trusted these days. It used to be that science was with spirituality. But now it's back to just big money. So you cannot trust the science these days, but you can trust your body, how you feel, and you can know that if you're doing organic, it's this close to without being overprocessed or GMO. Even Impossible Burgers has GMO ingredients of soy. So be very, very careful, because I want you healthy and happy and spiritually aware and connected, because together we are strong. And I know that we can change this whole place of how we're doing things just by consciously thinking positive and not just going with what everybody tells you, using your own truth meter to make sure that truth is coming through, and then use a domino effect to tell everybody you know. So in a nice way, and let them figure it out, just tell them the truth, and it'll nag them until they do something about it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Side Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal including gluten-free scrumptious desserts, all made with love and organic ingredients, all for $25. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip Side Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I've got some exciting news. Pretty soon we're going to have my audiobook out of the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Program. And it's going to be a really great book for you to lose your weight using your mind to transform your body. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to get Symbols of You and the Total Mind, Body, Spirit book, weight loss book, on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target. Anyway, I've enjoyed this hour with you. Until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of enthusiasm, expectancy, and abundance. Bye.